with our Jessica Edwards, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Burl.
Sorry to keep you hanging up there.
No worries.
We kept hanging up, literally, but we finally got you here, and I think we're going to be talking about our local swimmers on the Haines side.
That's right. Haines Dolphin Swim Team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's a great organization. I am not a swimmer myself. I've been involved with the team for 7 years now as a parent and most recently as a board member. So I'm happy to talk about the ins and outs of this program that we have come to dearly love in my house.
I think so. I imagine it's a pretty big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So my daughter's now 13, and she started out on the swim team in kindergarten. So she spent 7 years swimming, learning to swim all the way from barely putting her face in the water to, you know, competing at swim meets.
Wow.
So it's been pretty great.
Wow. That must feel really great for you and your husband to watch that progression and know that it's such a lifelong health-promoting activity.
Yes, yeah. You know, and there's also that little bit of a safety element there, too. You know, you just have a little bit more security around all the water that we live in the midst of. And then, you know, we've had great times on vacation. You know, it opens up different avenues for playing in the water. You know, you just have a little bit more confidence with your young person when they're a good swimmer.
Yeah, exactly right. And there's plenty of stories that we have in our region that go both ways. That go both ways. There's stories about people who really had their ducks in a row, were great swimmers, and something really good happened. And we have stories where it's the exact opposite. So our environment doesn't allow a lot of forgiveness in that area.
Yeah, any leg up you can get really is a good thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's going on with the Dolphins these days?
You know, it's a great program. We started off this season with 50 swimmers. We've got a lot of families involved. We have a great head coach, Sydney Ray, and stalwart assistant coach, Jim Green, who's been with the program a decade or so. A lot of experience there, a lot of passion for swimming and for bringing kids along in the program. We've got other coaches. We've got another set of coaches, Julia Long, Patricia Peters, and Island Nettleton, who are really focused on the Learn to Swim program. And that's been a great nice to have people who are just focusing on those first stages of the swimming journey.
Yeah.
And, you know, getting comfortable in the water and stuff.
I would appreciate if you could go back. I missed the head coach's name.
Oh, Sydney Ray.
Cindy?
The Ray family has been here for a number of years, and they're great. She's a swimmer, longtime swimmer herself. She grew up swimming competitively and brings that joy and passion to the program.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when a family wants to dip their toe in the water, so to speak, and find out what it's all about, what do they do?
Well, you know, any time is fine. We have a year-round season. Actually, I will say it's actually year-round with the school year. So it starts in September and it goes through May. We do take the summers off. Part of that's pool schedule and part of that's just families like to travel and get out in the summer, so we found more interest during the school year. But they can get in touch with us through the website's probably the easiest. They can just put into a search engine, HainesDolphins.org, and we have all sorts of contact information there. Another great place to get some information is just to swim by the pool. Our practice schedule right now for Dolphins at the pool is 3:15 to 6. Monday through Friday. So if you were to stop into the pool and go to the little observation area in the lobby and wave your hand, somebody will come over and chat with you.
Right.
We'll take swimmers, non-swimmers, children who can put their faces in the water. We've actually even made exceptions to kids who will get in the water but are still like reticent to put their faces in the water. Pretty much if they want to learn to swim and you would like to learn, your child's learn to swim, we're happy to find a place. We have a session of little dolphins in April, which is our very beginning swimming.
Oh, that's nice. So that's a good time to get involved right now. The little dolphins. I like that.
The little dolphins.
Yay.
Yeah. So once the swimmers progress out of that program, out of the little dolphins, and sometimes that's a matter of skill and sometimes that's a matter of where they're at maturity-wise. You know, you have to be able to want to take the next step about learning a little bit more about swimming and the technique. That can be a developmental thing. But once kids are ready to progress out of the Little Dolphins program, we have a spinners program, which is when you're starting to swim lengths of the pool and laps of the pool, so you're comfortable in the deep end and you're starting to work on your four strokes.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting to work on turning and you're starting to work on getting in and out of the pool, maybe starting off the blocks, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But you're just sort of progressing your skills and getting even more comfortable in the water. And then our pilots program is usually a little bit older kids, although we have some as young as 8 in the pilots, and they're starting to work on the competitive aspects of the sport. So mm-hmm. really honing in on technique, really working on hydrodynamics, really working on efficiency in the pool, and starting to work on, you know, getting times for certain events and
right.
And stuff like that. So that's an exciting, exciting part too, but it's all really fun. So
yeah, that's a really important thing to emphasize. There is a competitive side to it, but it's a really fun thing, and I think of, yes. you know, fitness and healthy living and life safety all are great reasons to be bringing a child to the pool for the Haines Dolphins swim team. I'm speaking with Jessica Edwards. I should almost say it's a team, but it's a program. It's a swimming program, and I think it yes. meets the needs of whatever the child and the family might find most interesting, whether it's learning to swim and being proficient or getting involved in being competitive. It serves okay. all the community's needs in terms of swimming development. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And we do, even for the younger ages, you know, you start to, a lot of the work in the pool, when you start to get into working on technique and stuff, you know, you start to move from playing, and there's lots of playing all the way through, certainly, but you start to work from what is the real fun there? Is it a sense of accomplishment? You know, and it's fun to watch those moments for kids when they get to be like, wow, you know, I really take pride in that accomplishment that I just made. Like, that's really fun. That's what's starting to drive me. So you start to see that with a lot of even that spinners group, as they perfect or not perfect, but you know, achieve a flip turn in the pool. That's
right,
really fun, you know. So
I'm still working on that.
Yeah, no. Speaking of which, we don't currently have any master's programming, but we are really talking about how to bring the community in. And we have Jim Green is an excellent master's coach. Sydney's a great master's coach, and we've talked about trying to put a couple, at least sessions in for swimmers who want to work on, you know, their, you know, if you get in the pool and you do workouts there, it's always fun to work on technique and to work on a couple things that might make that even more efficient and more, you know, swift.
Yeah.
We'll keep the community posted about that.
Yeah. And I just want to throw in there that, you know, among the things that we can do to promote longevity and health, swimming is right up there. You know, swimming yeah. is right up there at the top of the list for great activities that we can access here in our on this side of the KHNS community year round. And yeah. So encouraging people to just come into the pool and get a pass and come in anytime. I want to ask you quickly, what are the accommodations? Is there any accommodations that relate to a sliding scale or anything like that in terms of costs
yeah.
for the Haines
totally.
Dolphin swim team?
Thank you for asking that. So I will just preface this by saying that the swim team is a club team. So that means that it's a private nonprofit organization. It doesn't have any affiliation with the Haynesboro School or the Haynesboro or the Haynes Pool. So it's an independent nonprofit organization that has to pay the pool its rental fees and the coaches its salaries, et cetera. So pretty high cost actually to run the club in per swimmer. But we have a lot of fundraising as part of the budget, and so we've really done as best as we can to keep the dues to a minimum. We also have scholarships available, so we want to make sure that if families want to participate in the program, that they know that there's funding available to help offset the cost of dues. We will work with families to make it happen.
That's
great. We want it to be open to people, regardless of situation or whether or not, you know, kids are expensive, and if you have more than one kid, you know, you can have your stretched in a lot of different directions.
Right.
And, I only have one, and it's still, you know, it's a lot, and so we totally recognize that, and we try to really balance the reality of needing to make it sustainable in a club that, you know, it's been around since the 90s, and you got to manage it really carefully in order to have it be here for the future, but there's lots we can do to make it accessible to people financially. So please don't let that be a barrier, I guess.
That's a wonderful place to. I don't want to end it, but I mean, that's just a really valuable place to segue, that we can find a way to be involved, and that there is somewhat of a scholarship approach, but of course, it is a club sport. The Hainsboro Swimming Pool is not an inexpensive venture. And you guys have a very commanding presence there in the afternoon, which I want to say really, really supports the purposes of the Hainsboro Pool. So I thank you for that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, we have a great relationship with the pool. We are the biggest, probably the biggest single customer, I guess I could say that with confidence. And, you know, it's a mutually beneficial relationship there. And swimming is a lifetime sport. It's kind of like, it's not quite like riding a bicycle, but a little bit. Like, once you know how to swim, you know how to swim. And it's something that you take into your life, you know, going forward. And when you're staying healthy and doing other pursuits, sometimes there's injuries, and if swimming isn't your main thing, it's always something you can come back to. And it's something that serves you well. And if you know how, you know, all of those elementary lessons that you did in that time you spent in the pool as a kid, in a program like this where you're getting coached, it's like, That's a lifetime of knowledge that you have taking forward into your journey, and you always have access to that, and it's really a cool thing.
You know, I kind of want to throw one more thing out there. I think the Dolphins program is really exceptional, and one of the things it is it's safe, you know, and I mean, it's in the pool, it's structured, and I grew up with a pool environment that was sometimes a little bit out of control.
And, chaotic outdoor pool.
Yeah, it was a chaotic outdoor pool, and you know, I kind of remember this one thing that happened, and it was like, ow, I keep remembering that. So it's a safe place, and that's really good. Okay, I'm going to wrap it up, Jessica. We've got Jessica Edwards here, board member with the Haines Dolphin Swim Team. They are a nonprofit group, and they do have an excellent program that helps the development of children's fitness, their life skills and safety, and all levels of child, from a child who is a non-swimmer all the way up to somebody who is pre-collegiate athletic competitive level. And I've watched some of those kids come through and go, wow, you know, seeing some young people here in Haines become really, really outstanding collegiate level swimmers because of the Haines Dolphins swim team. The website is HainesDolphins.org. You can also stop in to the Hainesboro Swimming Pool. They are at it. Is that 5 days a week that you guys are in there?
We are currently 5 days a week from 2:15 to 6 p.m.
Yeah. There we go. All right. And anybody can come by and check it out. Thanks so much, Jessica.
Yep. Hey, thank you, Burl. I appreciate it.
All right.
Have a great day.